Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. You could have been doing many, many things because we all wear so many hats and we have busy lives, but I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us here at On Fire to Inspire. We have a phenomenal, phenomenal show started up for you tonight. As I told you before, we were talking about being on purpose, living on purpose. This is going to be our year of success. So in order to do something, we got to make sure that we're being strategic, we're being intentional, and we are moving with momentum. Those are the words that the Lord gave me this year about this year. So we're going to do it, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability so that he can do his part for us. So our show tonight is sponsored by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. She is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. This is a great, great read. This book is about how her son was addicted to alcohol for over a decade and how God delivered him and is using him and his testimony to free others. Powerful, powerful book. Look for that book, Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. We also have Unique Expression by Design. They are your one-stop shop to company or unique special items that, you know, you can do it for your company, you can do it for your personal life, but they do T-shirts, bags, pens, mugs, and so much more. You can reach them at 404-865-3261. Let me repeat that. That's 404-865-3261. 3261. That's Unique Expression by Design. They are here to take care of your needs. If you are an author, they can do a package for you with T-shirts, pens, bags, mugs, whatever. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Fire to Inspire. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. They are here to take care of your hair care needs. Natural hair, relaxed hair, braiding, sew-ins, cuts, styles, lock maintenance. Whatever it is you need to get done, they are here to take care of that for you as well. Catered inside of F&D Beauty Bar, Beauty Salon at 1519 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia. Again, that is Ross Hair and Beauty Bar located at 1519 Highway 138 in Conyers, located inside F&D Beauty Salon. And the number there is 404-599-3712. Roz will take care of you because she takes care of me. And then finally, we have a Print Tara, and Print Tara will take care of your printing needs. So if you need flyers, you need postcards, any of your printing needs that needs to be done, they will take care of that. They even do videography, photography, and CD duplication. So if you have any of those needs, you can also visit their website, printtara.me. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to On Fire to Inspire tonight. We have a phenomenal show for you. The topic tonight is being intentional about your purpose. Yes, I said that, being intentional about your purpose. So we're not existing anymore. We're not procrastinating. We're not doing any of that stuff. We threw that out the window. We left it in 2015. We're being intentional, and we're doing what God has called us to do. We're living out that greatness that's already on the inside of us. So with that said, we want to welcome our phenomenal guest tonight. And thank you so much, Miss Ebony Archer, for joining us at On Fire to Inspire. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. I'm just blessed. How are you?
I am great. I am on fire to tell you. I'm excited about interviewing you tonight because, you know, you don't meet a lot of people that are intentional about their purpose. And I see that you share, you just have so, so, so many gifts, and you're walking in them well. So I just commend you for what you're doing And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us tonight and share with us how you're being intentional so that we can make sure that we are too.
Oh, no problem. I thank you for the opportunity. Thank you. I'm very honored to be a guest on the show tonight. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. You are so welcome. Now, tell us, who is Ebony Archer?
Ebony Archer, I call myself an inspirational entertainment mogul because, like you said, I do so much. And so it's, you know, I tell people I'm a singer, I'm an author, I'm a certified motivational speaker, I should say, author, recording artist, coach, entrepreneur, and also a community activist. I do a lot of things in the community. And for me, the whole thing is I use my gifts, whether it's speaking, whether it's music, whether it's writing, or it's me just encouraging someone else. It's all to inspire, motivate, empower, and to educate the individual. I mean, we live in a time where it's so much negativity, especially when it comes to the media, entertainment. And a lot of times, everything you look up, there's just so much bad and negativity going on. So I wanted to be that light. I wanted to create platforms. Just to show people and tell people that, yeah, it's a lot of bad, it's a lot of negativity, but there's so much positive. And I also want to let people know that despite the negativity that you see, you still have a purpose, you still have an agenda that God has given you, and it's up to you to believe in yourself in order to fulfill that agenda, that purpose that God has given you. And so I call myself an inspirational entertainment mogul because I utilize the avenues of music, entertainment, and media to really empower and inspire people to live out their fullest potential, but also to get them to believe in themselves to, in order to fulfill their potential.
Amen, amen. I love that. I love it, I love it. I love when people, you know, it's not about them, but it's about them inspiring and lifting other people up, because that's what I am. I am definitely walking in my gift of exhortation because that's who I am. That's a part of who I am. That's a part of my makeup, and that's a part of your makeup. And like I said, you are doing it well. You're wearing it well. And I thank you again for joining us tonight. For those of you who are just tuning in, we have Miss Ebony Archer on with us tonight. She is the inspirer. And give us your title. Did you use the media mongol? Give us the title one more time.
Inspirational entertainment mogul.
The inspirational entertainment mogul. I love it, love it, love it. And she's talking about we're being intentional about our purpose tonight. I'm excited about this because, you know, I know in 2014, November 2014, in fact, it was like November 8th, 2014, I was in South Carolina, and I was getting ready to do a book signing and a speaking engagement, and I heard the Lord clearly say, it's time to stop existing. And it's time to start living the life that I've created you to live. He said, now you got to tell that to the people. I said, really, Lord? I'm going to my hometown that I haven't lived in 20-plus years, and I got to tell these people this? And he said, yes. And so I had to walk in obedience, and I'm telling you, by the time that we finished that it was not your normal book signing, people had tears in their eyes. People were up hugging me. You know, we were praying and stuff at the end, so it was not your norm. But you got to walk in obedience because as you do what you're supposed to do, God's going to do the rest, and doors are going to open, and people are going to be blessed by your obedience. Haven't you experienced that?
Yeah, you know, I felt, and I say this all the time, I felt like Jonah because for a long time, when you're talking about purpose, if you don't know who you are, you can't discover your purpose. And for a long time, I didn't know who I was. I mean, I knew I could sing. I knew I had all these gifts, but when you don't know who you are or what your purpose is, you'll find yourself not knowing what to do or how to execute your gifts effectively. And so, you know, a lot of times when God tells you to do something, I'm like, God, are you sure that you want me to do this? Are you sure you want me to walk this path? I don't think I'm capable. I don't think, you know, I'm capable of doing what you call me to do. And I think what you said, you know, we are just existing. A lot of us are just existing. We're just walking. We're just we're just doing what people are telling us to do. We're just doing what we think is best. But we're not living the purpose that God has given us. And what causes us to exist. I mean, I know people that just live their lives never lived out their purpose because they just existed. Anyone can exist, but not too many people are willing to take the initiative and take the strive to actually live out their mm-hmm. purpose, because it's not an easy job. It's not an easy job at all. It's not an easy job to step on faith and really to live out what God has called you to do, because it's going to come with some struggles. It's going to come with some pain. It's going to come with some trials and tribulations. But what I do know is that once I discover who I was in Christ, and once I discover why I was even created or why I was even here, everything just falls into place. And so I tell people, you can't allow others, you can't allow the things outside of what God has claimed and called you to do to interfere or walk in your purpose, because if you do that, you'll find yourself just existing. You'll find yourself 10 years from now not progressing because you failed not to follow through on what's always promised to you. And so just to piggyback out what you said, yeah, it's a lot of times in the past where God called me to do something. I was so afraid. I'm like, God, I know you're tripping. Like, me? Like, are you serious? Me? I got to say this to who? Okay. Okay, God. I know you're joking with me, right? Because I did not believe. I did not believe truly not in myself nor in my capabilities of doing God's call. And I just, anyone that's listening, you cannot operate in fear. You know, God says we do not operate in fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So mm-hmm. what really holds us back from intentionally then my purpose is fear. Fear I'm going to fail. Fear I'm not going to be good enough. Fear of just not knowing what's going to come next. You got to let fear go, because fear is the number one thing that blocks us from reaching our destiny, for fulfilling our purpose. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times, back then, I was just existing. I was just here, not progressing, not moving because of fear. But I had to learn how to overcome that and start believing in a person that God has created me to be.
Amen, amen. Last week, our topic was there is power in your purpose. And we had my pastor, Apostle Zoe, and the guest. So there's so much power in our purpose. All we have to do is tap in, you know, and he will take those things that, you know, we thought were going to kind of do some breaking. He'll take that thing and make it to where it's the thing that takes you, it's your success tool. It's the tool that drives you even the more if you use it as such. So I'm telling you, for those of you who are listening live or whether you're listening to the recording, I'm telling you, there is power in your purpose, and you got to be intentional about your purpose, because as long as you have breath in your body, there's purpose in your life to fulfill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, so, Ebony, when did you realize, because you said for a moment you were kind of asleep, you know, we were kind of going through that existence phase as well. At what point did you realize that, hey, wait a minute, I'm getting ready to walk in my purpose? What, you know, what was your wake-up moment, your aha moment, so to speak?
I would say it was a period between when I turned 18. And I say this because I think, you know, once you go over to childhood and you're now moving to adulthood, 18 was like, mm-hmm. okay, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And people say, oh, that's young, but I tell people it's good to start when you're young. So when you're older, you won't be confused. You won't be trying to figure out what you're trying to do. And so mm-hmm. that's the whole point, you know. And I, for me, 18 is really, I looked at my family, both sides, and they were lost, you know, in their 30s, mm-hmm. 40s, and what I realized is that they always start something and didn't finish it. Mm-hmm. You know, they had all these great ideas, talented. They never finished mm-hmm. anything. They never completed anything. They didn't know what they want to do. They didn't have a purpose. And when I look at them and I see the age that I was, I knew what I was capable of doing, what I wanted to accomplish. I didn't want to end up like that. I didn't want to live my life in regret, saying what I could have, mm-hmm. what I should have done, Mm-hmm. And so I think at 18, I was like, you know what? I know I might be young, and at that time, I didn't know what I was doing. When I started going to this entrepreneurship thing, I didn't know what I was doing. But I said, I got to give it a try, because I never want to look back and regret. Mm-hmm. I never want to look back and say I didn't fulfill or complete what I was called here to do. And so I think mm-hmm. at that point, if people know my story, it was the point where me and my family was going through homelessness, and it was a lot of things that was going. And I said, you know what, if I'm going to make a sacrifice, if I'm going to make a change, I said, I'm going to start now. Despite what my situation might look like, despite what things may appear now, I know that my outcome is going to be greater. And so at 18, it's like, you know what, I'm going to wake up. I don't want to be, you know those people 56 years old and they are bitter because they didn't fulfill. I said, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to end up like that because I know I'm called to do greater things. So it was at that age. But you know what? Let me do something with myself. Let me do something with my life and actually listen to God. Because a lot of times God will talk to us and we don't listen. We just ignore him. I said, you know, I think God, I think you know what you're talking about now. Let me listen to you.
I got you, girl. I got you. And, you know, you said something a moment ago. You said you went through some things and you saw that wasn't the life that you were called to. And so many people take what they went through and they use it as a crutch. They use it as an excuse. But you said, I'm going to use this as a tool to be my ammunition and my fuel to do greater because the greater is in me. So I got to do what I've been called to do. So, yes, I love it. I love it. So many, you know, you hear people that allow their circumstance or their situation to dictate their outcome. But why are you allowing your circumstance to dictate your destiny when God already destined you for greatness? So I absolutely love it. So you said you were 18, and you said enough, enough, enough. Now, so you said, I'm going to do something different. You started doing something. You started investing in you. You start going to classes and stuff about entrepreneurship. Now, is that when you decided, hey, I'm about to be intentional about this thing, I'm about to be really serious? When did you have that moment of, I'm about to really be serious? Okay, I had an inkling of what I wanted, but now I'm being intentional about what I'm about to do. When did you shift into that gear?
When I see other people my age or a little bit older, around my age bracket, millionaires, billionaires. And they were millionaires, billionaires at the age of 15, 14. And I'm like, okay. It was one, I was in college, and I was in a business organization. It was a young man at that time, had to be around 22, 24. Not old at all, very young. He owned, I think, a computer company. And he was a millionaire, multimillionaire. And he said he made his first million when he was 17. And I'm sitting here looking like, now I know I'm just as smart, I'm just as talented, I'm just as driven, focused. Why can't I be like that? And I think sometimes God will allow you to be in certain places to hear other people to let you know that you could do the same thing. But see, the difference between him and me was that he believed in his product. He believed in what he had could benefit and it could make him money. And I had to believe in my gifts and talents and my purpose enough to say, hey, I could do the same thing. I could be successful. Let God get me. So I think after I heard him and I see how young he was and how successful he was, I said, I could do the same thing. So it was just seeing somebody else being successful around the same age, age bracket that I was, really say, you know what, I could do this too.
That is so true. Also too, and I love that. Now, you just released an album just less than 2 weeks ago, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Did it. You did it. What was that date?
It was released, official release, on February 19th. It's called The Sound of Ebony. Yes, February 19th. It's out now. It's on CD Baby, Google Play, Amazon. It's everywhere that you go online to shop. So it's called The Sounds of Ebony. I'm very excited because, it just took me a while to get it out. So now that's finally out here, people can go purchase it. I got the music video coming soon. The singles, the first single that's off the project is God Believe in Me. So I'll be releasing a video soon in the next couple months. So I'm just very excited. The single, God Believe in Me, about to hit the radio. I'm just very excited, you know, just finally being out there. People can hear the music. It's inspirational music, so something that's definitely going to power you, move to, motivate. It's not depressing. I don't like depressing music, so it's really upbeat. Really will have you empowered and motivated.
Amen, amen. Now, one thing I love about the fact that when you released that during a real strong time frame. What was that?
was doing the Stellar Awards weekend. So it was a great experience. I met a lot of people there, made a lot of connections, and so it was definitely a great experience. And Vegas was beautiful, and the people there was beautiful too. So it was definitely just awesome to release your project for around a major event. So it was definitely awesome.
And that's what really made me say, you know what, she can really be our guest for being intentional about your purpose. Because the way that you were strategic with that, you launched that, not only did you launch it the same weekend, you launched it in Vegas during that time frame. So I tell you, I commend you. That goes off to you. I say kudos, because a lot of people would have been like, oh, that's in Vegas this year. Well, you know what, I'm just off the lunch, man. You know, they would have had an excuse. So I commend you. And for those who are just joining, we have Ebony Archer, the entrepreneur extraordinaire, the inspirer, on the line with us. And I tell you, she is just sharing how she's been intentional about her purpose, how she's walking out the goals that she set before her, and she's just making it happen. And as she's making it happen, she's motivating, inspiring, and blessing others. Now, you have some other things coming up. You're hitting the city. Tell us about that.
Now I am, what I am launching is called the Power, the Entrepreneur Within Seminar Series. And basically, the reason why I'm launching this, because I'm an entrepreneur myself. I'm a young entrepreneur, and I know the struggles, and I know just the hiccups that you get being an entrepreneur, especially when you're full-time. And me being in the music entertainment industry, it's like 10 times harder. And so for a while, you know, God was trying to tell me to do it. And I was always making excuses. God, I don't have the money. I don't have X, Y, and Z. But this year, it's the year of execution for me personally. And so you know, I said, you know what? Let me do this seminar series, because I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners out here that are going to need this information. They're going to need to know either how to start the business, or if they have a business, how to grow and expand it, and what to do and what not to do. And so I'm launching it. Actually, the first event is this Saturday in Detroit. I'm launching it this Saturday, and we're hitting 14 to 16 cities this year. So we're hitting Atlanta, which will be May 12th. We're hitting Houston. We're hitting Orlando. Of course, Chicago, where I'm from. We're hitting Indianapolis or Iowa. There's so many cities, New York and Salt Lake City. The list goes on. And what's going to happen is next year, this is going to lead up to the global tour, which I'm launching in 2017. So in 2017, we're tackling the music and entertainment industry, not just here in the U.S., but also taking it to Toronto, Tokyo, and the U.K. So it's just just a movement. And because I know a lot of people, you know people that want to quit their 9-to-5 job, they're always complaining how they hate working for someone else, but they want to work for themselves. Mm-hmm. This is seminar. This is where you need to be, because in order to become something, you have to hang around those that you want to become. You got to hang around like-minded people. And so I encourage people, if we come to your city, visit the website, empoweringtheentrepreneur.co. Again, it's empoweringtheentrepreneur.co. And if we're coming to a city near you or it's an area close by, come out to the seminar, because it's very intimate. It's not a huge conference where you're not able to engage and interact. We're going to have phenomenal speakers, and after that, you can ask questions. You can ask the things that you need to know, so you can leave out of there knowing that you got information, you write things down, that you can apply to your business, that you can apply to grow and expand. And so I'm very excited. And I know you're in Atlanta, so we'll be in Atlanta, and you're also a vendor as well. So we'll be in Atlanta May 12th at the Courtyard Atlanta downtown. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we have some awesome speakers. There's really awesome people that's on the program. And so I definitely encourage any entrepreneur, any small business owner that's listening live or listening to this recording, you definitely want to come out and to attend. You can also be a sponsor. You can be a vendor as well, or you can be a presenter. So once again, they can visit the website, empoweringtheentrepreneur.co. Again, that's empoweringtheentrepreneur.co. Come out to this event, you'll definitely be blessed, and I'm just excited where it's going to lead. It's like a movement, so I just hope that someone be blessed and touched by the information they're going to receive at these events. I think it's definitely needed, especially because a lot of people are leaving their jobs. They're tired. They're tired working 4 hours a week to be broke. See, they check, sell, check. You know, you work all those hours, and then you Friday, you're still broke. So I always say you can be broke, you better be broke working for yourself. So you definitely want to come out to these events. It's going to change your life, definitely.
Amen, amen. I like the way you said that. One of the things that people need to understand is you'll never get paid what you're worth. So why not do what you are gifted to do? And whether you know you do what you're gifted to do part-time until you make it your enterprise to be able to walk away for you to be able to, you know, fire that boss for that job you don't like anyway, that you go into at 8 o'clock, you clock in, and 8:05, you're like, is it 5 o'clock yet? No, God ain't meant for you to live like that. That's existing. That's not living. So I tell you, I'm excited about this this for you, because it's the funny thing about it, you said it's a movement, and I like that, you know, empowering the entrepreneur within, because we all have gifts. We all have talents. And I shared this before, but I don't think you've heard it, though, Ebony. I told my audience, I said, God showed me a vision, and I saw people. He showed me people sitting on their hands. He said, I've given them all these gifts, and I've given them all the talents, and they're not doing anything with them. And I promise you, he wasn't just telling me to tell them that. He was talking to me, too. So that's why he showed it to me. And so I said, you know what, God? You have gifted me. I have so many gifts that are in operation, but at that time they weren't. You know, I was sitting on my gift as an author. I was sitting on my gift as a publisher that I'm now launching my publishing house. The motivational speaker I was not doing. The empowerment coach I was not doing. You know, and so I just give God praise because so many lives have been blessed. And I remember him saying, There are too many lives tied into your obedience, because what you got to realize is your gifts aren't for you anyway. They're to be a blessing to someone else. And if you're walking in your gifts, the gift is going to make room, and your money is going to follow you. People are going to be looking for you. People are going to be asking you to come speak. People are going to be saying, hey, can I pay you to come do such and such and this and that? Time to stop existing and start living the life that God has called us to live. Now tell us again, how do we get your CD that you just launched, Stellar Awards Weekend in Vegas with the Stellar Awards? Tell us how to reach out and get that again.
Definitely. You can go to my website. It's ebony-archer.com. It's ebony-archer.com. You can buy it there directly, or if you like to shop on iTunes, Google Play, CD Baby. I mean, it's literally everywhere. You can go to Google Play, it's on iTunes, it's on CD Baby, it's on Amazon, or you just go to my website, which is ebony-archer.com. The Sounds of Ebony is out, but not only that, my poetry book, The Sound of Belief, is also out. It's a book of inspirational poetry, and I know you guys won't be disappointed. It's not a long book, so I know people hate long books, so it's not long, but it's definitely a book of poetry that's really going to power and motivate you. So, once again, the book is called The Sound of Belief. You can purchase that on my website as well. And once again, that's www.ebony-archer.com. And I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited about what God is doing. I think what this really just makes my heart just soar is just knowing the fact that what I do is really positively impacting, empowering, inspiring somebody else. Like you said, it's not about us. Once we discover our purpose and who we are, it's not being about us. It's about who we're going to touch and who we're going to bless. And so, once again, you can purchase the book and the CD at ebony-archer.com.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Ebony, if I have someone listening right now and they are sitting on their gift and you just made their baby leap, they're Elizabeth and you're Mary, and you just made their baby leave. What would you say to them for them to move forward? Because you're speaking directly to that person that was saying, well, I know I got a gift, but what would you tell that person?
stop making excuses and start making moves. And I did a video a couple weeks ago. You always will find an excuse not to do something. It's always an excuse. I don't have the money. I don't have the connections. I don't have the ability. I don't have this. I don't have that. You will always find an excuse. See, the enemy will always give you an excuse, give you a reason why not to do something, why not to accomplish something, why not to finish something. But you got to start making excuses. Stop looking for excuses. Start looking for reasons to not to do what God has called you to do. Just start doing it. Just start making moves. I always tell people, in order to start making moves, it first starts with you. So I challenge people every day. Write out your plan. Write your vision. It's a page long. Whatever you want to accomplish within the next 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, write it out. Every morning, I want you to read that to yourself every morning. And people say, why do you have to do it? It's good to write the vision, make it plain. But the Bible also says, speak it and it shall be so. So therefore, you got to speak your vision. And the more that you speak your vision, you'll start believing it. When you start believing it, you're going to start putting action to it. And once you start putting action to it, you're going to start moving. So this year, I challenge people, stop making excuses. Stop saying why you can't do it. Stop finding a reason not to do something. But just do it. Just start making moves. If you need the money, start planning how you can get the money. If you need the connections, write down out a plan how you'll get those connections. But stop making excuses, because you keep making excuses, you will never reach your fullest potential. So if I have to say one thing, it's stop making excuses, but start making moves.
Ah, love it, love it, love it. Start making excuses and start making moves. I put that on the post, and I put your name right back. Yes, yes, yes. It's time for us to stop procrastinating. Stop making excuses, stop delaying, just stop and start doing what's on the inside of you. What is it that makes your heart leap? What is it that brings a smile to your face when you think about it? What is it? You know, what I had to do, I mentored for many years, and I used to tell the kids this. I used to say, if there was something you'd do for free, but you could make an honest living off of it, then you found what you would love to do, and you'll never feel like you worked a day in your life. And so I had to take my own advice because I had gotten burned out working in IT all of those years. And I was like, now how am I going to tell the kids that? And that's not what I'm doing. So I had to take my own advice and just pray, God, what is my purpose? I have many gifts, but what is it you've called me to? And so I love empowering people. I've always loved people. I love writing. I love pouring into people and seeing that light bulb, you know, come on, seeing that life just resuscitated back into them because of the joy and the light on the inside of me illuminating them all over again because they forgot where their light was. Their light was within, but they allowed someone else to dim it. We come against that right now because your light is great. You are great. You are great. You are a phenomenal person. When you look in that mirror, I want you to look in that mirror and say, I am great. I am the definition of greatness because my Father made me his image. Hallelujah. Ooh, I don't know where that came from, but somebody needs to hear that today. Amen, amen. I just walk in obedience, I tell you. So, Ebony, we're going to do one of two things. Do you feel comfortable opening up lines if we have people that don't want to be shy tonight?
Oh, no problem.
Okay. If you want to ask Ebony or myself a question, or if you just want to make a comment, press 1 and we'll bring you on live. You can just make a comment. You can ask a question. And we would love to hear your feedback. Let us know what you're thinking about the show tonight, or let us know if something kind of just really resonated within your spirit. Press 1, we'll bring you on live with us because your question or your comment may be something that someone else already want to ask, but they're too afraid. So you go ahead and not allow fear to block your blessing and move in that thing and be a blessing to that person. Press 1, stop being shy tonight. Ebony wants to hear from you. And so do I. Come on, press 1. They are going to be shy tonight. I don't believe this. They're going to do this tonight. They're freezing up on me. But, you know, it's been a true, true blessing because so many people have had circumstances and they've had situations arise. And so as those things has arisen, it kind of dimmed their light, they thought. But their light never dimmed. They allowed what they thought to do it. We have someone pressing one. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Thank you so much for pressing that one. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, this is Kimberly Whiteside. How are you? Hello.
Great. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you? I have a question for my dear Ebony, and I would like to ask, maybe for others that are on the line that are able to hear this, what would you tell or encourage someone if they have failed at something? What would you encourage them or advise them so that they don't feel like if they fail, they can't make it again?
Well, if you look at the Bible, there are so many great people that failed, that had things that they wanted to achieve in life, and they failed. You have so many people, the ones that we admire, the Oprahs, the Tyler Perrys, the Michael Jordans, that have failed, but look where they are now. So what I would tell them is look at your failures as stepping blocks, as stepping stones, because everything that we go through in life, whether it's a disappointment, whether it's failing at something, whether it's a trial, it makes up who we are. If we don't know how it is to fail, then we won't know how it is to succeed. And in my life personally, there were so many failures, but I had to take that as a lesson learned, and knowing that I had to learn from that experience, look at why I failed. So the thing is, when we fail, we just, oh, my gosh, you know, we get so depressed, I don't want to do it anymore. I said I failed because there was a reason why I felt at that certain thing. So you got to look at back at the situation, see where you failed at, what your mistakes was. Learn from those mistakes, and then don't make those same mistakes again, but you got to learn. And so with the failures, it's a stepping stone to your greatness. We have to fail. We have to know how it is to lose in order to win. So I'll say look at your failures as a stepping stone. Look at it and see how and why you failed at that day. So the next time around, you won't make those same mistakes. You'll be able to be successful and to succeed.
And so, Mike.
That's learning too. Can you hear me?
Got you now. I'm sorry. It went blank.
Okay. It was like you're using that failure as a learning tool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You have to learn. I mean, you don't fail. I mean, nobody's perfect. And I think in society we strive for perfection. We want to be perfect. We want to be flawless. But that's why we need God, because he is perfect. And we have to realize that despite my faults, I'm still an image of him. So at the end of the day, even though I fail, I know where my help comes from. And I think that's what we forget. We are not in this alone. So when people fail and they're crying and they come to me, I said, that's okay. It's good. I'm glad you failed, because you know why? You have to learn. It makes you stronger. It makes you better for the next time around. So I tell people, don't get depressed because you fail. Just learn why you failed. Don't make that same mistake again and keep it moving. You got to keep it moving. Like I said, stop making excuses. You got to start making moves. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Yes. Love it, love it, love it. Yes, ma'am. Did you have any other questions or comments? Do we still have it? Ebony, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't know what happened. We lost her somehow. But I tell you, that is a good question. I'm so glad she asked that, because like I said, there's no such thing as a dumb question, because someone else has that question, but they're too afraid to ask it, or they're just not in the area right now where they can ask a question. You know, you may have children in the background. You may be somewhere. You know, you may even be on your job listening, you know, right now. But that's a great question. You tried it before and it didn't work the first time. Well, guess what? That wasn't a failure. That was an opportunity. That was a learning opportunity. And what you do is you write down, okay, what did I do there that didn't work? Okay, how can I improve upon that? and move forward in that, you know? I tell you, because when I first launched my children's book, it was like, okay, I mean, I had this fire, I was going. And then, you know, it's just like you hit this plateau of, well, but this person said no, and I knew they were going to get it because they said that they didn't have anything else in there, you know, in their store like this, but they said no. And so you take those no's and make it your fuel to say, okay, I'm going to get a yes because this is my product and my project that God gave me. So, God, I give it back to you, and as I give it back to you, you're going to bless it and you're going to send me to where it needs to be because he said now, go back to the ones that gave you a no, and now you're going to get your yes because now it's time you may have not been prepared for it.
Hmm.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You know, at that time, you might have been prepared to handle 20 orders when they were getting ready to give you a 20,000 order. So you don't know why that tool that, you know, that was a learning tool for you at that time. Because like I said, I don't necessarily call it a failure. I call it a learning opportunity. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Definitely agree with you.
Yes. But did you have any final words to leave with us tonight?
There's always a quote that we say, and self-belief is the key to your destiny. Just off the show tonight, I hope that one thing that you do learn, whether you're listening live or listening to the recording, just know that when you're believing yourself, the sky is unlimited. There are so many things that you can achieve, but it starts with you. It first starts with you knowing that despite your situation, how things look like, how things may turn out, you still have that thing, that power inside of you that God has given you, you know, to overcome and to achieve. So just know that your self-belief is the key to your destiny. It's the key to lock so many doors that are waiting to open for you. But as long as you believe in yourself, anything is possible.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank you again for joining us tonight and just being such a blessing and sharing your gifts, sharing how you are being intentional about your purpose because you are walking in your purpose as an entrepreneur, as a motivational speaker, as a singer, and helping others do the same. And I thank you again tonight for sharing and gracing the platform with us on Fire to Inspire tonight.
Oh, no problem, sis. I thank you so much, and I'm honored to be a guest on your show. I definitely enjoy it. And I just want to encourage you and motivate you to continue to do what you're doing, to continue to be inspired by your purpose, to inspire others as well.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you again, and we will definitely have you back again soon.
Thank you so much. Once again, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You guys, that was Miss Ebony Archer. I tell you, that was a wonderful, wonderful interview. She is walking in her purpose. She's being intentional about her purpose, and she is helping others do the same. Thank you so much for listening tonight. We are running a March special. If you want to sponsor, if you have a small business and you want to be a sponsor, so into this fertile ground of On Fire to Inspire, we are running a special for $25 for the entire month of March, $25 for the entire month. So I will mention your business, your book, whatever it is that you have. I will mention it on the show each and every week, and we will put it on all of our social media as well and get you some visibility while you're sowing into this fertile soil. And we also have I Am On Fire to Inspire t-shirts available. We are actually ordering them on tomorrow. So if you want to place an order, we have a PayPal set up for onfireinspire@gmail.com. You can send it through PayPal. You can email us as well at that email. Let us know your size that you desire. We are doing that. We are on fire to inspire you to live the life that you were created to live. It is time to stop existing and start living the life that you were created to live. Stop making excuses. Stop allowing circumstances to dictate your outcome because guess what? Your outcome is greatness. Because your inside is already great. You just got to walk in it. You are victorious. You are not a survivor. You're an overcomer. So tap into that greatness that's on the inside of you. And I want you to walk in the fullness of who God created you to be today and each and every day. So I want you to look in that mirror, and I want you to say that I am more than a conqueror. I am victorious. I am as my Father created me to be. I see myself as he sees me. And I want you to look in that mirror, and I want you to say, I love myself, and I forgive myself for each and everything that I did wrong. Because if I've forgiven others, now I got to forgive myself so that I can walk in every gift and every talent that God has given me. No more will you sit on your talents. No more. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight to On Fire to Inspire. Tell your family, your friends, share the playback with them so they can hear how Ebony's being intentional about her purpose and how she's traveling into many cities near you to do the same, to be a blessing to you and to help you step into your greatness. Tune in next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you are in the Atlanta area, I will be at the Conyers Library with local authors doing a book signing from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That is in the Conyers Library this coming Saturday, March 5th, from 2 to 4 p.m. If you want to come out and support Miss On Fire to Inspire, I will be there, and I'll see you there. You all have a great night, a great week, and be encouraged because it's time for you to be on fire and live on purpose. Have a great night.